A highly debated education proposal is moving forward, but only after a dramatic vote Tuesday. Governor Bill Lee's school voucher plan passed the Tennessee House after a sole Republican representative flipped his vote from a no to a yes. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports.
When lawmakers initially cast their vote on the education savings account proposal, the measure still needed one more lawmaker in order for it to pass. So Speaker Glenn Cassada held the vote open for about 30 minutes while twisting arms to get an extra lawmaker on board. And it worked. Knoxville Republican Jason Zachary flipped his vote. He says that although the bill that passed does include Knox County and three other districts, he was assured his county would be taken out before becoming law.
Knox County will be held harmless, and Knox County will have some resources to be able to take care of the things that need to be taken care of with our teachers and our raises.
Holding the vote open is unusual in the House, and Democrats such as Mike Stewart are questioning the constitutionality of it.
What the Republicans could not do legitimately, they did through trickery. I'm not surprised that there was large bipartisan opposition to the voucher bill.
The Senate is expected to vote on a completely different version of the bill later this week. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.